Welcome once again to another audio snippet from the Church of Texas, chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. It's talking about the spiritual gifts. Now, he says, Paul says, desire all the spiritual gifts, follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. So he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks in tongues. You know why? Well, because he who speaks in tongues speaks to those not in the church, but those who are on the outside of the church. The tongues are not for believers, it's for unbelievers. That's in that same chapter, in verse 22. It says, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serves not for them that believe not, but for those who believe. So those of us who are congregated in a church system, and we go to hear the word, and you have somebody up there speaking in tongues and nobody to interpret, you're just wasting your time there. Prophesying means you're telling people what they need to hear, what God wants them to be told. And so that's why prophecy is greater than the tongues. Now, we have some churches that believe that, some people that believe that unless you speak in tongues and you're not born again, well, that's foolishness. That's a lie, and that's a lie from hell. That's not the truth at all. It's obvious by these things. Paul says, does everybody speak in tongues? Well, of course not. Does everybody prophesy? No, there's different gifts for different parts of the members of the body. So we have to remember that we need to do this, because he says here, he says in 28th and 13th, 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and starting in verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, then secondly prophets, teachers, miracles of workers, gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Then he says, is everybody a prophet? Is everybody an apostle? Is everybody teachers? Are they all workers of miracles? Do they all have the gifts of healing? Do they all speak in tongues? Do they all interpret? Well, no, of course they don't. We all have different gifts to edify the body of Christ. Now, this is important, because I don't want you to be misled by this idea of the tongues. Now, if you want the gift of tongues, ask for it. There's nothing wrong with it. And we desire that people would speak in tongues, because it is kind of a language from God and man. So if a man can interpret what he speaks in tongues, then let him speak. But if he can't, he needs to just shut his mouth up and be quiet. Now, I've been in churches where people start speaking in tongues and nobody knows what they're saying. I have no idea. And that doesn't do any good for the church. It doesn't edify anybody but the person speaking. All that does is make them feel like they're above everybody else because they speak in tongues and nobody can understand it. What good is it? See, they're edifying themselves, not the church. So we want to desire spiritual gifts, because that's the great blessings of God, is to have spiritual gifts. Now, a lot of you think you have gifts, and you may have gifts. I hope you do, because spiritual gifts are a wonderful thing and an asset to have in the church and the body. But I say again, if you're going to desire gifts, desire the better gifts, like a prophecy. Prophecy is always the best gift, I think. We do have that relationship of who comes first, the apostles, prophets, and teachers, and miracle workers. You know, those are just all gifts of the body, of the Spirit of God. But let's remember that if someone was to come into your church assembly, let's say, and somebody was speaking in tongues and you had no interpreter, they'd come in and say, what is this? What is this that's in my ears? These people are crazy. I don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, can you imagine walking into a situation like that and you don't even know what's going on and you can't understand it? But if they heard somebody preaching the word saying, all of you that are sinners, get on your knees and repent and ask God to forgive you, and he'll forgive you. He's just and faithful to forgive you of all your iniquities and unrighteousness. And receive the Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua, Messiah, and his blood for the cleansing of your sins. And then that person would fall down and say, I know God is in this assembly, because I heard the word spoken and it reached my heart, and I've yielded to the word of God, and I have gotten on my knees and I have repented and received Jesus as Lord and Savior. You know, there's just so much wrong in the church. It's so sad. It just breaks my heart to think about it. And most of you think I'm a loony and I'm an idiot, but I'm telling you, whatever I tell you, it's from the word of God, and I can prove everything I tell you. I don't speak anything of my own words. I speak what God has taught me and what comes from his word. And I can prove every bit of what I tell you. So you do as you please. You can obey God through my voice or through his word. It doesn't make any difference, just so you know it. You can repent and you can turn around and ask God to forgive you and start living a life of holiness conducive to God's will and to His love.